Well, I'm sure many of you have been to the Thursford Christmas Spectacular at one time or another, probably several times in some cases, and it certainly is a wonderful show. So when Let's Talk Fashion and Beauty editor Corin Tudnam Finn was on a cruise recently and discovered that the guest comedian Kev Orkian would be hosting at Thursford, she bagged an interview with him. Here's Sue to tell you what they talked about.
The Thursford Christmas Spectacular is one of the most cherished Christmas events. And this year, one of Britain's most talented pianists, singers, composers and comedians headed to East Anglia to be the host. Kev Orkian hosted two shows a day to a 1,500-strong audience. A classically trained pianist, Kev composed and performed from an early age and has toured the globe with a variety of orchestras and cruise ships, which is how I met Kev. As guest comedian on Cunard's Queen Elizabeth in September, he brought his unique one-man show to an enthralled audience, and I was thrilled to hear that his Christmas destination was going to be hosting the Thursford Christmas Spectacular. Earlier in his career, he played a starring role in many pantomimes and West End musicals, including Fame, Happy Days, and Boogie Nights. And inspired by his love for comedy and his heroes, the late great Dudley Moore and Victor Borg, Kev took a leap from repertoires and musicals onto the comedy circuit with his comedy composer show. When a well-known act pulled out of the renowned comedy Bonanza show in Blackpool, Kev was asked to stand in. Taking this opportunity to try some new material, The Armenian, he received rave reviews and a star persona was born. Born in Essex, Kev takes inspiration from his Armenian mum, to hilarious effect. In 2010, he wowed the audience and judges on Britain's Got Talent, appeared with Joe Pascali, and made his debut at Edinburgh Fringe, where he received standing ovations and was compared to his heroes. Since then, he has toured the country and world, performed for royalty, and played the lead in David Baddiel's stage version of The Infidel and Dudley Moore in the play Goodbye, the afterlife of Cook and Moore. Kev has performed with global opera star Catherine Jenkins, sold out his one-man show to theatres around the world, from New York, Los Angeles, and Toronto to Dubai, Oman and Australia, and been hailed by Prince Charles as an absolute genius. Kev's vibrant musical flair and comedic timing made his performances both enthralling and hilarious. I caught up with him backstage between one of his 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. three-hour performances. Corinne, what an absolute fantastic show. The cast are buzzing. We've got 52 singers, 30 dancers, 30 musicians, circus acts, jugglers. We've got everything on the planet. And one comedian, me. But for Kev, there was something very special about coming to Norfolk for the famous Christmas show. The reaction from the Thursford audience is always something else, he said. It's truly a spectacular. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the best things I have ever done. In 2009, Kev became a regular on the UK comedy circuit, performing at well-known clubs, where his comedy rendition of Elton John's I'm Still Standing was described as comedy gold. A year later, he took part in Series 4 of IT's Britain's Got Talent. He performed his trademark Elton John and gained three yeses from Simon Cowell, Amanda Holman and Piers Morgan. The latter, whom commented, "That was one of the smartest things I've seen," winning Kev a place into the live semi-final, although he didn't make it through to the final. Also that year, Kev performed for the Duke of Edinburgh at the celebrations for his 89th birthday, and in the same month performed a live comedy sketch with Catherine Jenkins at a private birthday party where Lionel Richie and Bobby Davro also featured. His talents have taken him to Vegas with 14 sell-out shows, while filming his documentary Armenia Uncovered, now showing on Amazon Prime Video. A patron and avid supporter of the British Forces Foundation, Kev is constantly invited to entertain army bases around the UK, including on numerous trips to Afghanistan, Bahrain, Cape Town, and Cyprus. He's also the founder and chief executive officer of Howlin' Entertainment Limited, the founder and CEO of the British Pantomime Academy, and Jonglers Group and Howlin' Comedy Club. Kev is one of the most talented and energetic performers I've met, and it's infectious. You'll leave the show feeling absolutely primed and ready for a spectacular festive holiday after spending the afternoon or evening with Kev and the fabulous cast of this year's Thursford Christmas Spectacular.
Thank you, Sue. Kev certainly sounds enthusiastic, doesn't he?